What you talking about?
Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on Jamestown 107.1 FM. We're also streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have author Catherine Pendergast joining us. And Catherine, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thank you for taking some time. Appreciate you stopping by, making the trip from Bismarck, and talking today about the Women's Business Conference, which again is coming up here the week of March 8th. It will be virtual this year, put on by the Jamestown Regional Entrepreneur Center. And we'll get more information on how you can sign up and register for that, the free event again, the week of March 8th. But Catherine, you're going to be a speaker at this.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit more about yourself, so those who are interested know a little bit more about you.
Yeah. So a little bit about my background. I'm originally from Bismarck, and a couple of years ago, I decided that I wanted to write a book and add that into my business. I had a baby boutique, and I incorporated animals into what I was doing, and I donate a small portion of sales to animal shelters. And there's this dog named Pickles. She actually is a real dog. She was originally from Minot, North Dakota, during the 2011 flood. Unfortunately, she just kept getting returned to the shelter during that time, and they just had tons of dogs there. And so she ended up getting transferred to Minot, or to Mandan, North Dakota, where a family member of mine, she volunteered and ended up with Pickles. And turns out Pickles was just a wonderful dog. So she was the inspiration for the very first book. And so Pickles gets adopted to a family that lives on a farm in North Dakota, and she's never been to a farm before. So she kind of gets into some mischief. Then the little girl figures out how to train her and teach her to be safe. And then I continued in that series of the Pickles book. The next one was a Christmas one where Kat and Pickles, they learn about a Midwestern German tradition of hiding a pickle ornament in the tree.
Awesome.
Whoever finds it gets a special gift. And then the new one that just came out, Pickles the Dog Goes to School, where Kat and Pickles, they learn about ways to deepen the connection between humans and animals. And then I wrote Babies of the Badlands, which is a board book geared towards the really young age. And that's the baby animals that live in the national park in Medora. So I love hiking there. I love the animals there. And so I just had to do that. And then I also work in the funeral industry. So a funeral director and I, we wrote a set of books to help kids during that time when a loved one passes away. And so helping them, show them what they might see at a funeral, what they could do to help participate, and then getting into some of the grieving activities that they can do as a family and individually as well. So definitely a cool tool that families can use during a really difficult time.
So Catherine, obviously it sounds like you have a lot of different passions, but also things that you're involved with that business-wise, right?
Yep.
You know, writing books and helping people understand that. And it sounds like during the upcoming Women's Business Conference, bringing PR into your business is going to be the focus. And I'm sure you'll have some examples from what we've talked about here just briefly.
Yeah, absolutely. And so the topic that I'm talking about is bringing PR into your business. And, you know, I'll cover kind of the difference between PR and advertising. And you've probably heard of the rule of seven in advertising and marketing. And that's really changed, especially with social media and different things. So we kind of get into that a little bit. And I kind of share some of my own experiences. And a lot of it was, in the beginning, a lot of fear about getting on live TV or going on live radio. And people always say, two biggest fears is death and public speaking. And so at that time, I was really focusing on different ways to kind of change my mindset about the books. You know, I didn't have any background in writing or marketing or publishing or any of these things, but I decided I wanted to write this book. And I was just really passionate about wanting to share the story. And I had read this book. I don't even remember the name of the book or who said this, but he always said, choose the positive. So when I was thinking about, oh my gosh, what if nobody buys my book? What if nobody reads my book? What if nobody likes my book? He said to just really pick the positive of that. So the opposite of that would be, you know, what if people do read my books? What if kids really love my books? And what if I inspire a young author or a young reader to read more and to write more? And it's incredible what actually happened in the end. I mean, I've won awards. I've got to travel all over. And it's so awesome to see kids like give me a hug and tell me how much they love Pickles.
Awesome.
And it's just an amazing feeling. And I'm so glad that I did make that mindset shift. And so I really did that with PR too. And it kind of got over that fear of getting on live TV or going on live radio or whatever it was. And then this like pivotal moment happened where I realized that the person interviewing me, they want the interview to be good too, right? They want it to be successful just as much as I do. So probably one of my biggest fears was, what if they ask me a question I don't know? And it was kind of silly because why would they ask me questions I don't know? I'm sharing my story and things about me. So I would hope that I know I'm talking about.
Catherine Pendergast, again, joining us right now on Let's Talk About It. It's so funny you say that because from the other side, I am always afraid of asking the questions that, oh no, will they know this or I catch them off guard. So it's definitely a real thing. And one thing, Catherine, that really interested me is there is that difference between PR and advertising. And obviously PR is something that you've been focusing on with like your books, for example, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's become such a huge part of what I've done. And I feel like that's been a huge part of my success. And I feel like, man, every time I do an interview, it's like I meet a new friend. And, you know, it's just an amazing part of what I've been doing. And I encourage other business owners and other women to take that leap and get out of your comfort zone and try it if it works for your business.
For sure. So when it comes to this, Catherine, you'll be talking Friday, March 12th during the Women's Business Conference at 10 o'clock. Again, it is virtual. You can register at jrecenter.com. What are some things, what are some topics as far as PR goes that you'll be hitting on during this? And I'm sure you'll be open for questions as well, right?
Yep, absolutely. We'll do a Q&A, but a lot of it is sharing my experience. And you know, like we talked about, what is the difference between advertising and PR? And how can PR really be a great thing for your business and for you as a business owner? And how our marketing and advertising has really changed, especially with that shift in the rule of seven. You know, it's really not seven anymore. So, you know, really covering some of that and then just kind of shifting that mindset and opening up to other possibilities.
Awesome. Very good. So Catherine will be available again during the Women's Business Conference. And Catherine, I should say, obviously, you too, you go by the author name Cat Socks, right? Yep. Where did that come from? I'm curious about that.
So the baby boutique that I started with, I started making little baby shoes. I'm a Pride of Dakota member. And so I made a lot of my products. And the name of those little baby booties was Cat's Socks, because my name is Cat and they're little baby socks. And then when I wrote the first Pickles book, we were just about ready to publish it. Ben Brick, he's an illustrator from Bismarck. He did the illustrations. Amazing. And I thought, you know, Catherine is a really hard name for kids to say.
Right.
And Pendergast is just kind of a weird name. So I don't know. I just one day I was like, you know what? Why couldn't I be Cat Socks? It's kind of silly. A lady that writes about dogs and her name is Cat and you know, socks. So it just happened. And it's awesome. So funny when people find out that that's not my real name, they're so disappointed. And wow. So I'm sorry I disappoint people.
Well, we could have said Cat Socks this whole time too. That would have helped out.
Yeah.
So Catherine, if people have questions, whether it's talking about PR or about the different ventures we've talked about today, are there any ways they can reach out to you or find more about you?
Yep, absolutely. I'm available at my website, catsocks.com, picklesthedog.com. I have Facebook, Instagram, and the books are definitely available across the state, across the U.S., Amazon, local bookstores, local gift shops and stuff.
Perfect. So, awesome. Yeah. Very good. Well, again, Catherine Pendergast will be a speaker at the Women's Business Conference coming up the week of March 8th. Get more at jrecenter.com. And Catherine, thanks so much for joining us
today. Yeah, thanks for having me.